In Texas, more and more people are filing home insurance claims for damage caused by mold. Many complain that the mold is toxic and making them sick. Texas insurance officials are examining home insurance policies and may broaden coverage for mold. But insurance companies want to limit or exclude mold coverage. Otherwise, they say, premiums could increase dramatically. From Austin, Janet Heimlich reports.
In April, Scott and Dawn Richardson thought they had bought the home of their dreams. Their $300,000 four-bedroom brick house overlooks rolling hills west of Austin. But now the Richardsons and their two young daughters have moved out because they say their house is contaminated with toxic mold. Their problem started a day after they moved in, when they noticed water leaking from the air conditioning system in the attic. The Richardsons had the leak repaired, but then they started having health problems. They got headaches. Dawn Richardson says one night she had an attack.
About 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up grabbing my husband's arm, pulling on it, saying, "Help me, I can't breathe. I'm trying to breathe as hard as I can, and I feel like I'm suffocating."
Dawn says she only felt better after Scott carried her outside. She says she is not asthmatic but is allergic to mold. Later, tests revealed that the house had moderate to high levels of potentially toxic mold, mold that when dry can release poisonous particles into the air. Outside on his deck, Scott Richardson displays a piece of wood that's been taken from the floor directly below where the leak was.
You can see here, here's some of the mold here on the centerpiece. There's more of the mold here.
The wood is covered with tiny black powdery specks.
We don't know how far, you know, the water went underneath and how far this went. So we're concerned that, you know, what are they going to find when they lift things up?
The Richardsons believe that mold made them sick and have filed a claim with their home insurance company to have the mold removed. They're not alone. Insurance companies have received thousands of mold claims from Texas in the last 2 years, whereas before they received practically none. And that doesn't count numerous claims filed recently in Houston, where thousands of homes flooded following Tropical Storm Allison. Flood insurance is handled by the federal government. Jose Montemayor is commissioner of the Texas Department of Insurance, which writes all other home insurance policies. Montemayor says he's not surprised by the steep rise in mold claims.
All of a sudden, we got certainly heightened awareness and heightened concerns.
Montemayor points out that in a recent high-profile lawsuit, a jury ordered an insurance company to pay an Austin family $32 million after the company refused to address the family's mold problems. Montemayor says he doesn't think all claims are valid, but is concerned that perhaps too many are being denied. He says current policies only cover mold damage caused by an accidental event, such as a burst water heater, and not, say, a slowly leaking pipe.
A lot of the issues revolve around, is that adequate or not? Secondly, if you become exposed to it, what are the correct responses by the insurance companies?
The commissioner says he's also looking into the health effects of mold, but here medical science is inconclusive. Some people who are allergic to mold may react with symptoms such as wheezing or eye irritation. Studies have shown in rare cases a link between certain types of mold and such serious problems as memory loss and bleeding lungs. But according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, no such link has been proven. The CDC does say more study is needed. Sandra Ray is Public Affairs Director for the trade group Southwestern Insurance Information Service in Austin.
There are a lot of things that make people sick, from glue inside your, under your carpeting to pesticides in your home. So it's you really cannot prove that mold is causing these severe effects.
Montemayor is holding public hearings around Texas. The first one took place last month in Austin and drew 700 people. Many homeowners said they had health problems similar to the Richardsons. Some blamed shoddy construction for their mold problems, but said their builders required them to sign contracts that made it difficult to sue them. Others complain that insurance companies use delay tactics to avoid paying claims, and during that time, the mold spread. But insurance companies urged Montemayor to limit mold coverage or exclude it altogether. Otherwise, they said premiums could go up 30% to 40%. Again, Sandra Ray of Southwestern Insurance Information Service.
The insurance policies in Texas were not written with mold in mind. Suddenly, we have claims that are ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. And, the premiums are just woefully inadequate to cover these kinds of losses.
Ray and others in the insurance industry say that in other states, mold is not that controversial. They say it's generally accepted that mold is only covered when caused by a sudden event, like a burst pipe, and not a slowly leaking one. Such a leak, they say, falls under the unprotected category of homeowner maintenance. But Texas homeowners say they want more coverage because often it's the undetected leaking pipe that leads to mold growth. And some say the mold problem is more widespread than insurance companies describe. Melinda Ballard is the mother of the Austin family that won the $32 million lawsuit. Ballard says she's been keeping a database of thousands of mold sufferers whose claims have been rejected by insurance companies.
It is not a Texas phenomenon. I have people in every corner of the United States, even in Alaska, that have this problem.
Texas Insurance Commissioner Jose Montemayor says he plans to hold more hearings in the coming months and may announce new insurance policies in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.